flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot of times in the break, I know all y'all think Landfill funny. Landfill's an ass. Just tell you straight up. Because I mentioned I was at the Super Bowl in San Francisco. That was 2016 that I was there. And this, he started asking me about being at the Super Bowl in 1985. Dude, I was in high school in 85. So, in other words, he called me old-ass man is what he tried to call me.
I thought 85 was your fifth year in the league.
No, dude. No. You tripping. Nah, I didn't get drafted until 90.
I mean, if you say so.
But, so Landfill is asking the question about how long do players take off, and I think it's different for different people. Before I got in the league, I had guys will tell me how they will leave after the season was over. And if your season was over, back then it was finishing before the end of December. So if your season was over before the end of December, you left, and you know when you showed up? For training camp. And training camp back in the day used to be anywhere like sometimes 6, 7, 8 weeks. So guys got in shape when they went to training camp. So like people like Doc, I'm sure Doc left at the end of the season or whenever the playoffs were over, and they showed up close to when training camp was coming. For my first year here, I recall leaving after we lost in the playoff game. And I came back. We had our workout. We started our workout stuff in March. And that's when I came back. And I left. I left like 205 pounds. Came back. I was about 225. And... because I go on a cruise and all this stuff, and I'm going to tell you, you know, they say midnight snack. I ate every midnight snack they had on the boat. But then I talked with Darryl Green after my first year, he and Art Monk, and I was like, you know, how long do y'all take off? And they both said, you know, maybe like a week or so, and then we start doing other stuff. Like, they didn't come back and just start jumping into, you know, full football things. They just did things to keep them moving around. We played racquetball a lot back in the day, basketball, just jog, ride a bike, whatever. So I started doing that, and I found out when I would leave sometimes 210, 216, when I started to go gain weight in the league, I come back, I'd be the same weight or maybe a pound or two off. So it kept me kept me around my weight. I know guys now where they'll take off a week and then they back into it. I know guys take off a month. They get back to it, you know. But I think it's depending on who you are as an individual to where you, like, I hear all the talk about how guys feel during games and this, that, and the other. And I would like to believe that when I played, I was not one that avoided contact a lot. I basically initiated it. And I would hear guys say, man, you know, it takes me about 2-3 months before I can feel good again. I don't remember those days. So I will just say thank you, God, for me not remembering. I had a high threshold for pain or whatever. But I don't remember feeling that bad where I had to wait 3 months. I don't remember, you know, feeling so bad that I couldn't start moving until Thursday. I don't get it. I hear it from people. I hear some people say it. I hear other people not say it. But for the most part, most guys are going to try to stay off somewhere around 3 weeks. For the majority of people, 3 weeks or more. But there are a lot of people who will not take that long. I would go out on a limb and tell you, people like Derrick Henry, he ain't taking 3 weeks off. Derrick Henry might have been working out as soon as this season ended. Soon as they lost to Buffalo, Derrick Henry probably was doing some type of workout or some IV thing or whatever to start getting his body ready for the next year. There are guys that never, ever allow themselves to get out of shape, so they don't have to worry about getting in shape. And I think the people that stay closer that way, it helps. I remember when Sean Bay Mitchell was boxing. And, hell, Sean Bay basically walked around the same weight that he was boxing at. He didn't have to lose 20 pounds or gain weight. Because he was at that weight most of the time. So it's not a definitive answer where everybody does the same thing. But most guys, well, teams today, they expect you to be in shape when you come to the offseason program. Not that you have to be in 100% shape. Let's see how JP called y'all. They want you to be somewhere near, because the conditioning stuff is not there to see if where you at. They trying to break you, dude. You know, because when we Dan Riley would have us do, this is how the conditioning things changed. So with Dan Riley, we ran 12 minutes. We ran 12 minutes, and you start off at one, like we start off at 5-5 for 2 minutes. Then you kick it up to 6 for 2 minutes, then 6-5 for 2 minutes, and 7 for 2 minutes, and 7-5, 5-6, 7, 5-5, 6-6, 5-7, 7-5, 8. And you finish running like that on the treadmill. That was hard as hell. Then Narv came and we ran 14:40s. I had to run it under 5-something. And I went to Philly. We had to run 16 gases, I think it was. That was tough, but not like that damn 12-minute run. All right, we got our man Jupu. What's up, Jupu? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay, B. You know, I kind of...
That voice sounds a little wicked.
Yeah, I was wondering about being a wimp, and then I figured I need to go to the doc before we go to New Orleans because I can't. You know, you can't go to New Orleans unless you're 100%.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to you as I'm driving home from the dock and I'm waiting on my bronchitis results. And you're saying that you could play football all year and then not really need any time off and you're ready to play again. And I really felt like a wimp. I really felt like a wimp.
Listen, Jay. And one thing about me, I'm not one that's going to fall on every narrative that somebody else put out there. I'm being honest with you. I don't remember those days. And my friends will tell you, when we had to, like, we had certain things, even in high school, I mean, in college, we had to go do conditioning on Sunday. What they made us do was aerobics. And, you know, men not very good at aerobics. And I'll be running around. They're like, dog, what the hell is wrong with you? I don't know. I just kept moving. And I just, like, now we go out, we come in, wake up the next morning, I'm out, I'm gone.
Ah. Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't remember
those days. And hey, either I'm crazy or something. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think you're definitely crazy. But I would add, who was the Derek Thomas at Bama that was the hardest hit you ever took?
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
And that next day, I was in aerobics.
Your Derek Thomas is my bronchitis, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Hey, man. Hey, you just take care of yourself. Get right. You know, we don't want everybody in the building sick because of you.
That's why.
So you stay home. We respect what you did. We respect it.
Yeah. I feel like you said something to me yesterday that I was like, damn, maybe I am not. Like, I was coughing a little, but I was kind of able to hold it to the breaks.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, Jay, you better not be sick going to New Orleans. And that just kind of stuck with me. And then I had just like a miserable night and woke up feeling awful. And I was like, all right, B's right. Like, I better not go to New Orleans feeling sick.
Yeah, because that'd be a problem, dog. But let's help you out a little bit, okay?
All right, man.
Get you some any bourbon, probably. Get you a Woodford, a shot. Oh, get two shots. Get you a cup of water, 8 ounces. Two peppermints, take a lemon, squeeze half of the juice in, and drop the pills in as well. 2 tablespoons of honey, boil that, and drink it warm. Put on a sweatsuit, I mean like a sweatshirt or whatever, go lay down. You're going to get a lot of the stuff out of you, believe me.
I might do that this afternoon. I got to pick up these meds, and that might be, is that a hot toddy?
It's a B-Mitch hot toddy. We going two shots, we're not doing one.
It's a hot B-Mitch,
yeah,
I like
it'll get it out of you though, dog, seriously.
That's what I'm hoping. I will. I'll text you how it goes.
All right, man. Take care of yourself, brother.
All right. See you guys.
That's our guy, JP. See, look, trying to even work injured, trying to call in. But you know what? We're gonna take a break here, and we're gonna talk to our guy, Barry Zvluga. You can follow Barry on X at Barry Zvluga. That's SVRLUGA. B Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.